Anything under $1 million, they won't tax, but anything over that, they will. So Vermont example, there's a $5 million minimum, right? Or limit. Anything up to $5 million tax-free in inheritance, but anything over will be taxed. So you want to make sure if there is an exemption, what state those are in.
If you have over $200,000 sitting stagnant in your bank, retirement account, or home equity, then you're literally losing money. On this show, you learn how to get that money working for you consistently and conservatively. Learn to grow your nest egg with your host, Sean Winslow. Let's dive in.
Welcome back to another Finance Friday episode. I'm your host, Sean Winslow, and this is the Multifamily Money Podcast. What is going on, everyone? Happy Friday. Another scorcher here in the Northeast. It's a heavy, hot 90-something degree day out on this Friday. Was just in Nashville, another scorcher down there. I met a few people that actually listened to the podcast, and I just wanted to give a shout out to them for coming up and introducing themselves. Tell me that they listen to the show. You know, sometimes as podcast hosts, you wonder if anyone's actually listening, right? You're putting all this time and energy into it and you wonder, but it's great when you reach out in person. Obviously, that's amazing, but also on the different social platforms, it's really cool to talk all you awesome people, especially about real estate. But today's episode is a little different, right? Because we're Finance Friday. Every Friday, we talk about finance tips, strategies, how to get your money not only working harder for you, but to last longer. Because we all want to live quality of life that we're striving for as long as we can. A topic we're going to talk about is really important in that regard, and that is tax in retirement. And we obviously want to limit that as much as possible, right? Because generally, when you're in retirement, for most people, not all obviously, but for most people, income is reduced to some capacity, right? So we want to also reduce another large expense, and that is tax, right? Obviously, if you create a portfolio of some income or dividend producing portfolio, it is also important to know like how that's going to be taxed. And so I just want to dive into it. I came across this report by a company, a wealth management company called BDF Private Wealth. And if you want to take a look at this, feel free to reach out to me. I definitely can get this over to you. Message me on Instagram or LinkedIn, get this over to you. But it's the best states to retire in from a tax perspective. And this looks at everything, right? From income, dividend, inheritance tax, estate tax, literally everything you could think of when it comes to how you can be taxed, from property tax, sales tax, all that stuff. And it ranks the states in what this report believes are the best states to live in retirement and the worst states. It's pretty interesting read. Obviously, tax was a little dry, but this is important stuff to know, right? Like where you should retire. And obviously, it also comes down to life. You should be building a life around what's important to you. Maybe the tax thing isn't as important to you as the area itself. So I do understand that. But I think it's also important to know how you're going to be affected in retirement from a tax perspective. So this report is really based on high income and net worth retirees, which I think all of us probably here, those listening, are probably striving to do that in some capacity. Otherwise, I guess, why would you be wasting your time listening to this podcast? But it's based off of those two things, high income, high net worth. And so which retirees in that circumstance enjoy the best overall tax environments. And based on this report, those states, actually, I'm going to make you wait. I'm not going to give it away right away. I'll get to that in the end of what are the top states that break it down 1 to 51. But let's talk about IRA and tax qualified plan income, because for a lot of people, that is a big one. Unless you have entirely in, say, like a real estate portfolio, maybe not, but a lot of people invest from their retirement accounts into real estate. So it's a 19 plus, I think it's over 20 trillion now, market of qualified plans. So this definitely pertains to a lot of people. And so retirees with a lot of IRA and tax qualified plan income should definitely consider Alaska, Florida, Mississippi, Nevada, New Hampshire, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, and Wyoming, because these states do not have such income tax and do not levy in the death tax either. Illinois and Washington do not tax such income, making them attractive unless their estate tax applies, which some do. So be careful with those two. People who live in Alaska, Florida, Illinois, Mississippi, Nevada, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Washington, and Wyoming have an advantage. And that's because no state tax or IRA income tax. So Roth conversion should take place if you're going to do a Roth conversion where you convert your traditional IRA to a Roth, because that can be a taxable event because of that income. You should be a resident of one of those states. So again, that was Alaska, Florida, Illinois, Mississippi, Nevada, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Washington, and Wyoming. And then another important thing to think of in retirement is gift. Is there a gift or is there an inheritance tax? When you pass away, you have assets, you have high net worth or any type of net worth, you're going to pass that wealth to your next generation. Could be your kids, maybe it's a friend, whoever it happens to be, you're going to be transferring that to them. So you want to be aware of Connecticut's gift tax. It's the highest in the country. Also states like Illinois, Maine, New York, and Vermont, they pull lifetime gifts back into the state tax collection. So be very aware of those states. That's Illinois, Maine, New York, and Vermont. And what that means is say you lived in Vermont, my home state where I was born and raised. Let's say you are working in your family's business and your parents decide to gift that to you. So they gift the business to you and they're still alive. Well, then decades down the road, they pass away. Vermont will actually take that, even though maybe it happened 20, 30 years ago when they handed the business down to you, they will take that value, factor it into that inheritance gift tax. You got to be very, very careful of that. It's not just for those states I mentioned. It's not just what's transferred at death. It was transferred over that lifetime, your lifetime. So be very careful of that. And so if estate taxes and inheritance taxes are a concern, then you want to pay close attention to states that levy such taxes and those with extremely low exemptions. So what an exemption would be, if say it's $1 million. So anything under $1 million, they won't tax, but anything over that, they will. So Vermont example, there's a $5 million minimum, right? Or limit. Anything up to $5 million tax-free in inheritance, but anything over will be taxed. So you want to make sure if there is an exemption, what state those are in. Low exemptions include Massachusetts, Minnesota, Oregon, Rhode Island, and Washington. And then another side of that is trust, right? So, you could inherit trust, and the states do aggressively attempt to tax income out of state trust. However, a recent U.S. Supreme Court case decision held that states cannot tax the income of an out-of-state trust based on the beneficiary's location. So say the estate was created in New Hampshire and the person who inherited it lived in Texas. Texas could not then tax that trust because it was created in New Hampshire. So a strategy that could be made is form a trust while a resident of that tax favorable state. And now let's talk about income, because that's obviously one important in retirement. Any income that you may be making, how it's taxed. We obviously know California is the most expensive at 13.3%. However, it also depends where you live within the country. So for example, even though that high state tax, technically there is a higher bracket if you live in Manhattan, New York City. There's a top state income tax of 8.82%, and then New York City income tax top rate of 3.876%. And then even for some, there's a top state tax rate of 16%. So you really want to know where you're at in retirement. That's why a lot of people from those areas move in retirement. East Coast usually moves to Florida. West Coast, a lot of time moves to Arizona, Texas, those areas. But to go back to my point of gift taxes, as I said, Connecticut is the only state that levies a gift tax, which is imposed on gratuitous transfers of assets to non-spouses. And then Illinois does not impose a gift tax. The estate tax is determined by factoring lifetime transfers, which I mentioned before, and other states that do that are Maine, New York, Vermont. So be very careful of that. And then for inheritance tax, so that was a gift tax. Inheritance tax, Texas, Iowa, Kentucky, Nebraska, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. They all levy inheritance, but no estate tax, which honestly, very similar things. And then those who may depend on dividend and interest, dividend in capital gain income in retirement, the states that are best to live in would be Florida, Alaska, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Nevada, Washington, Wyoming. And one that wasn't thrown in there, which I currently reside in, New Hampshire, does have, I believe it's 5% is the dividend and interest tax, which there has been some discussion or at least rumors that they want to abolish that, which I don't really know. Yeah, it's 5%. So there is rumors that they would abolish that. So we'll see. And that would put it in that top bracket. So as you have been waiting, and I promise, I will tell you what this report says the best states for high net worth and high income individuals are to retire in. And that would be Alaska, Florida, Nevada, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, and Wyoming. They don't levy income, estate, inheritance, or gift taxes. And Nevada is also another one. They have high sales tax, so that's why they weren't in that original list. And Texas, they have high real estate tax. And then the last they would include is New Hampshire, but everything is great in New Hampshire except for the interest and dividends. So there is a list of the top 51, or excuse me, the entire 51 states. That obviously includes the District of Columbia to make it 51. So they rank them 1 to 51. And this includes how everything's taxed from W-2 income, capital gains, interest, dividends, IRA, pension, Social Security, sales tax, the real estate tax as a percentage of home value, state tax rate, and then they also include that state tax exemption that I mentioned before. So I will give you the top 10. Top 10 are number 1, Wyoming, 2, Alaska, 3, Florida, 4, Nevada, 5, South Dakota, 6, Tennessee, 7, Texas, 8, New Hampshire, 9, Mississippi, and 10, Indiana. So that rounds out your top 10. And then I will give you the bottom 5. So 5th from last is New Jersey. 4th from last is Minnesota. 3rd from last is Maryland. And 2nd from last is Connecticut. And the worst coming in, state that I was born and raised in, Vermont. So based on this, do not retire in Vermont. They color-coded them green, yellow, and red. And Vermont is very red. They have high W-2 income or tax rate at 8.75%. Capital gains is also 8.75%. And interest and dividends is also 8.75%, as well as IRA pension. Interest, dividends, IRA, pension, and Social Security. So there's whacking you on all levels. And there's also a sales tax, and the real estate tax as percentage of home value is quite high as well. And the estate tax is also high at 16%, and their exemption is $5 million. So that was the worst. And the best, Wyoming, there is 0% on W-2, capital gains, interest, dividends, IRA, pension, Social Security, 5.3% sales tax, 0.55% on the real estate tax as a percentage of home value, and 0% on estate tax. So you can see the difference between the worst and the best. Quite staggering. And so I think this is very important to know, wherever you plan on retiring, maybe you're just going to retire in the state you currently live in, or if you are looking to retire somewhere else, it's very important to know where you stand, because some of the nicer places to retire might not be the best. Like Arizona, for instance, is ranked 36. That's obviously a nice place to retire from a climate perspective, but not so great from a tax perspective. Same with California. California is 38. Now, Wyoming, most people probably won't retire there. Number 3, Florida. That's a great place to retire. Number 4, Nevada. From a weather standpoint, obviously, there's many reasons why you might not. But yeah, I just wanted to get on here because I think this is a very important part of your finances, right? Is how you're taxed. Especially like I mentioned before, you're in retirement, maybe your business or your career, whatever, generated a lot of income for you at one point. Maybe you either completely retired or, come off the gas on that a little bit. In times of where you're kind of peeling back that stable income, it's important to know how you're going to be taxed. So guys, I just want to share this with you. Again, if you want this report, just reach out to me. Happy to send it to you. Again, find me Instagram. My handle is Sean Wins REI, and then just search Sean Wins on LinkedIn. Message me, direct message me, and I will get this over to you. All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in as always. Make it a great weekend and a great next week. I was recently at a mastermind in Nashville, and I'm going to get on here and share my takeaways and what kind of the consensus of where the market is, where it's going, and what we should be doing right now. So I will share that with you in the near future. But yeah, thank you for tuning in as always. And remember, easy does not pay well. Instant gratification is self-destructive. So you got to get out there and not only work hard for your money, but have your money work hard for you so you can create that life of your dreams and be able to take care of those that you love. And we can all make this world a better place. And the way that happens is by creating the best you. You got to help yourself first. be the best person you can be so then you can help others and we can all make this a better place. All right, everybody. I'll catch you on the next one.
Hey, this is Sean Winslow. After being in the financial service industry for years and having candid conversations with good people just like you, I realized that so many of us are wanting an investment strategy that provides solid returns and consistent income without the bumps in the road. There's little known secret that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. There is an investment out there that is less volatile and the returns are stronger. Get more details by going to greenbriercg.com and clicking on the free e-report. And by the way, if this show has provided you any value, then feel free to leave an honest written review and of course share it with a friend who needs it. See you next week for another great show.